The Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sex Abuse moves to Rockhampton today for public hearings into the St Joseph's Orphanage at Nearcoll. Abuse survivors will give evidence of the brutal treatment they suffered at the hands of Catholic nuns and priests and orphanage workers between 1940 and 1975. Samantha Donovan reports.
Mary Adams was left at the St Joseph's Orphanage in 1951 when she was 9 months old. Run by the Catholic Sisters of Mercy, it was her home for the next 16 and a half years.
We had this overwhelming sense of despair and hopelessness, and it was just a regime of terror.
Mary Adams says the nuns' treatment had a profound effect on the children.
They had public floggings for a start, where they would take the clothes off the children, mainly the boys that ran away, and we were all called into the school and they would be publicly belted in front of us, whipped with a horse whip by men that worked in the yards. Oh, but those that wet the bed, we would be wearing our wet sheets on our heads for breakfast. We would be lined up and got the cane after that. There was punishment for everything.
Ms. Adams says the nuns encouraged the children to turn on each other.
They had a boxing ring at one stage there. They had a mentality of, you know, divided we fall sort of things. And so what they would do is that one particular nun, if she knew that you befriended a girl, you would be made to box her in the ring on the weekend. Previous to that, the boys were made to box the girls.
Mary Adams will tell the Royal Commission that as a 12-year-old, she alerted a priest to the abuse at St Joseph's. He attempted to rape her. She was later sexually abused by another priest. Ms Adams eventually received $19,000 compensation from the Sisters of Mercy Order and the Catholic Church. The Diocese of Rockhampton and the Order have reiterated their apologies to those who suffered abuse at St Joseph's and say the Royal Commission has their full support. Frances Sullivan is the CEO of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, which is coordinating the Catholic Church's response to the Commission. He says the evidence the Commission will hear over the next fortnight will be confronting and shameful for the Church, and it will need to explain its attempts to compensate those who suffered abuse.
The days of the Catholic Church investigating itself are over. We need an independent scheme so that victims can access redress quickly, and the redress needs to be generous, in line with their needs, and that the churches and other institutions will pay what independent panels determine is required as fair redress.
The Queensland Government will also be called to explain its response to the abuse allegations. Its Department of Child Safety says it welcomes the Royal Commission's investigation and will cooperate fully.
Samantha Donovan reporting.